Welcome to Cattlecast with Capital Area District Library's Executive Director, Scott Dymstra. This episode features a conversation with Liz Breed, Michigan e-Library Coordinator for the Library of Michigan.
Welcome to Cattlecast, Liz. It's great to have you because what was not covered in the introduction is that Liz used to work for the Capital Area District Libraries as well, too. So we've known Liz. She's been a friend of Capital Area District Libraries for a long time.
Yes, thank you so much. It's nice to be here, Scott.
For our listeners, what is MEL?
So MEL is the Michigan e-Library, and we commonly refer to it as MEL, but it's our statewide service administered by the Library of Michigan. And MEL, there's two parts to MEL. So there's MELCAT, which many of your listeners probably know about.
Yep.
You know, Cattle is a top lender and a top borrower, so I'm sure lots
very
of people
popular.
Know. Yeah. So that's our statewide resource sharing service, and that makes it possible for all kinds of libraries to share materials. So you can get a public library patron can get something from an academic library. That's really nice. And so if you have a library card at your local library, then you can use MELCAP. And then the second part are the e-resources. And so that's a huge collection of databases. We have over 75, and there's a little something for everyone. So we have things for pre-K through 12 support material for students, consumer health, business, reference ebooks, test prep, and workforce skill building, general interest topics like family history, auto repair, reading recommendations. There's all kinds of stuff in there.
For us, it was very beneficial to promote the MEL e-resources when we were under the Stay Home, Stay Safe order and can actually come into our spaces or get access to library materials. And a number of students were at home at that time, and now it's the fall and there's still a number of students are at home. So specifically for those K through eighth graders, what types of resources are available, e-resources through MEL?
There's a lot, and we've been talking with a lot of library people and a lot of teachers in the last several months about what's available. So for the youngest students, like pre-K through second or third grade, we have a few things. So there's World Book Early Learning, and then there's also something called Pebble Go, and this offers grade appropriate reading and vocabulary and pronunciation tools. There are activities that help build awareness of how to say different sounds because they do that with songs that have rhyming, and then the ability to listen to something being read aloud. And so that's really cool. Pebble Go really excels at that. So they have a net, like they hire actors to be the voices. So you hear a human voice, which makes it easier to understand how to say the sounds.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, a lot of other places have a computer-generated voice, which you know still works okay, but the Pebble Go resource is quite nice that way. Both of them have really visually engaging interfaces, a lot of bright colors and images to make it interesting for young learners. And then they both have, for parents at home looking for things for their kids, activities and game sheets that you can print off and then give to your child. So while it is an e-resource and you do a lot of interacting with it online, there are some things you can print and have a offline experience too. For students that are up to fifth grade, so it's a little bit older, there's World Book Kids and then Britannica School Elementary and then Explora for elementary. So these have easy to read content. They can be leveled depending on the need of the student. There are science projects and World Book Kids, which are really nice. They come with instructions and pictures, so that could be a really fun thing to do at home. And then there are country maps, so kids studying geography can learn all about different parts of the world. And there are connections to Google Drive and Google Classroom. So for students that are in a Google school and their teachers are using Google Classroom or Google Drive, that can be really nice.
Well, and those are two well-known names as well, too. So I'm sure parents grew up with World Book or Britannica as well. So they're kind of recognized names that parents can trust, too.
Yeah, that's a good point. In my house, when I was a kid growing up, we had my mom's World Book Encyclopedia set.
Exactly. I remember the encyclopedia sets, and those were something that all of us kind of grew up with. And I know it's different with kids having digital versions now, but I mean, those are kind of the same names that many parents have grown up with and probably feel comfortable using as well.
Yeah, for sure.
And kind of going to that next age group for high school or students in college, what resources are available for them?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch. I could go on for a while about this. So if I'm talking too long, just stop me. But
just a bite-sized portion for these to get them enticed to use it.
So there's three that I will call out that help with developing specific skills. So Explora for middle school and Explora for high school. Kind of put those together in one category. Tens of thousands of articles on a wide range of subjects. And what's really nice about these resources is that they include primary source documents. So oftentimes middle schoolers in particular, like they're starting to learn about that. I even think they learn about it in younger grades. So they have access to primary source material in the Explora products. Britannica School Middle and Britannica School High are really great. They also offer articles. They're encyclopedia articles. Video clips and photos are part of that as well. And the really nice feature about this is that it allows students to move back and forth between reading levels.
Wow.
So you can start off, let's say you're in middle school and that's what the teacher thinks you should be reading is the middle level. Mm-hmm. But it turns out you're really reading at a higher level. You just click a little button and it automatically changes the reading level to the high school reading level.
Wow.
So that's really a nice feature. Like one click and you can be in a different reading level. Mm-hmm. And then opposing viewpoints and context is another one. And this really helps develop critical thinking skills for older students. So this is the database that has the pro and the con articles. Mm-hmm.
So, grew up with those as well. And that's probably when parents and students come into the library in person, that's one of the number one resources that they ask for when students are doing a paper. Opposing viewpoints.
Yeah, this is really a very nice resource. It's laid out really nicely. It's easy for students to navigate. There are little reading level indicators on the articles too. So they use a traffic light system. There's green, yellow, and red. So green is easy, red is more difficult. And it covers a huge range of contemporary issues. So you'll see things in there, you know, about voting and the election and everything that's in the news today, you'll find in opposing viewpoints now. Really nice stuff. And then the last thing I think I'd mention for the older grades would be Learning Express Library. And they have so much stuff, starting with resources for fourth grade and going all the way up to post-college. So it's test-taking, practice tests, and it can help with skill improvement in math, English, and science for younger kids. There are GED practice tests. For older kids that are in high school, there are AP practice tests. There are college entrance exam practice tests, graduate school. And then there's a hidden gem in Learning Express. It's a scholarship finder. And this is, I'm sure, and any parent that has a child that's thinking about college knows how expensive it can be. And this is a super nice tool. You can go in and put in all these different variables, and it will spit out all the scholarships that fit your criteria, including geography. So you can tell it what state you want to go to school in. And it gives all that stuff to you, helps you apply. It gives you a link right to the organization's site so you can make your application. It's very nice.
I actually love learning about stuff like this because I'm thinking, you know, when I went to college or was applying for it, they were paper FAFSA forms and paper scholarship forms. Now it's truly so easy to actually find that information and to fill it out as well.
Yeah, it's so different now.
And we don't want adults to be left behind in this as well, too. So there's a number of resources in MEL that are available for adults that can help with research or even just finding the next great title to read. Could you talk a little bit about those?
Sure. Yeah, there is a lot for adults. The reading recommendations that you mentioned, so there's Novelist Plus. We also have Novelist K-8. So between the two, there'd be great things for young kids, teenagers, and adults. But Novelist is really a fabulous tool, and it can help you find the next thing you want to read. They also have audiobook information, so the next thing you want to listen to is part of that. You can get read-alikes. So you know, like I really like reading Louise Penny and her mystery series. And so I am now at the end of that series. I'm all caught up and I desperately want to find something else to read that is like what Louise Penny writes. So I could go in and do an author search and find other authors that write material like Louise Penny does. And so
now there's really no reason to be lost when you are done with that series that you didn't necessarily want to be done with.
So. Yes, exactly. Yeah, I did not want to finish. I was very sad when I came to the end. But this tool will help you overcome the hurdle of finding the next great thing. So it's a really great resource. We have e-journals, so think of this like popular magazines. And so for libraries, you know, a lot of libraries are not open to the public like they would normally be. And I imagine that for some patrons, this is really hard because they enjoyed browsing magazines. Yep. And so the e-journals is a great way to browse online. And if you know the name of the publication that you are looking for, you go to eJournals, type the name in the search bar, and it will pull up where you can find it, and then click on it. And it's not quite like reading it in when you have it in your hand, but you do have access to the content. And there are things in there like People Magazine, Time, Newsweek, Health, Prevention, Consumer Reports, a lot of really popular magazines. And then I think the other thing, we have MyHeritage, so people that are really interested in family genealogy and reconnecting with their history, that's a really great resource. It has census data, birth, death, marriage records, military records. So there's a lot of good stuff in there. And then ebooks is the last big thing. We have a huge ebook collection. Most of it is nonfiction. It's about 2/3 nonfiction. But you can find some marvelous cookbooks. We have a really pretty good cookbook collection. There's also some really good self-care stuff in there. So that's something that my colleagues and I have been talking about a lot lately. And there's
very
some nice.
Very important now, yeah.
Yeah, super important. So books on mindfulness and meditation, yoga, all kinds of really great stuff there. And they have a lot of holiday books too. So if you're wanting to do some holiday crafting or making or anything like that, there's a lot of really good stuff.
Oh, Liz, we always like to end with a library type question. So what's a top title that you're either reading, watching, or listening to that you would recommend?
Top title. Well, let's see. I am in the middle of listening to Dare to Lead by Brené Brown. And so far, I guess I would say that is probably my top title. I'm not quite done with it, but I love her work. And she takes all the work that she does around studying vulnerability and shame and puts it in the context of being a leader. So it could be a leader at work or a leader in just your life. And so far, it's great. I'm really enjoying
it.
Yeah.
Well, Liz, thank you so much. You had so much information here. I was actually making notes myself. I took some time to jot down some notes because especially about Novelist K-8 as well. I think I kind of forget about that because I use Novelist for myself and I actually forget about using it for my kids as well too. So all of these resources are available at mel.org. They're also available on Capital Area District Library's website, cattle.org, under research and learn as well too. So Liz, again, thank you so much for sharing all the wonderful information about Mel.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Hi, I'm a professional magician here to tell you about the most magical places I know, your Capital Area District Library. Download, stream, or check out great entertainment for the whole family. Your favorite movies, TV series, music albums, and more are just a click away. A Cattle membership can save you hundreds of dollars a year in free services. Get yours today and let the magic begin right here.